Amen, Lord. Every virtue of Christ, the whole nature of the Father, we would be really just as you are, entirely. Yes, bring us to full maturity. Build with us your kingdom. Yes, give us more of your humanity. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to be perfect as our Father in the heaven is perfect. Bring us into the full resemblance of you under your authority. We want to be fully under your authority. Lord, we want to be fully obedient. We want that we are your kingdom today. Lord, open up our eyes to see. Yes, build your kingdom with us. Yes, and all the trials, we want to turn to you, to experience you. We want to become overcomers. We trust in you, that in the situation you would show it to us how we can gain you. Lord, we give you the time that we still have. Even if we don't have much time anymore, we want to use it. If it's much or little time, we want to redeem the time. Thank you for the time of grace. Lord, that we can cooperate with grace. That grace is training us into all godliness. We pray that all these virtues you would work out in us. Lord, we want to be such that live by your word. We want to live fully according to your constitution of the kingdom of heaven. We don't want to just be hearers of your word and forget quickly. No, we want to practice your word. Amen, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Let us read together Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. It's good to chew on this word. It's a big gain. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Let us all read together. Brothers and sisters, alternately. When he saw the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Blessed are those who hunger for and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Seeing God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and they and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. Be exceedingly glad. Yes, Lord, make us to such people. Yeah, for there, for your reward is great in heaven. Lord, we want to look away to the reward. Yes, show each one of us the great reward. Yes, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, we want to be poor in spirit. We want to gain more of this kingdom. It's really special to be poor in spirit. Usually, in the world, you get so many things and you become richer and richer. But the more we taste of the Lord, the more we realize we have such a need of Him. That's truly my experience. The Lord opened my eyes in some situations. How big my need is to gain the Lord. And I told the Lord, I really need to experience you. I turned to Him and I read the Word and I prayed with the Word. It's not that you go to the Lord and at some point you're completely saturated. No, the more you come to the Lord, the hungrier you get. And the more we know Him, the more we realize how much we need Him. It's so fundamental to have this experience, to be hungry for the Lord, to be poor in spirit. If we don't have this attitude, then there is no way to experience more of the Lord. We need to have this desire. We need more of the Lord. When we go through the day and we are poor in spirit, then the Lord can fill us with rich experience. That's so precious. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's what I experience in these days.
We have this erfahrung, this. Yeah, we have this becoming. We have this Lechon and then Ludwig
auch. The people, they smile, but they still lie at you. And that's not righteousness. But I want to practice righteousness.
Amen.
Yeah, I also read these verses more and more in the last days, but especially this verse 3, this morning became my food. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The rest of the day was so bad, and then in the morning I was waking up pretty bad. But this word was so refreshing. Blessed are the poor in spirit. We can forget what is behind, and we can newly press on with the Lord. And then the Lord is so rich. Thank you, Father, for this experience. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We want to be all poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, and we want to forget the things that are behind. Yeah, that our spirit would be so burning, so hungry, truly alive. Amen. Blessed are those. We don't want to think that we are rich, but we are poor in spirit. Beloved Lord Jesus, Lord, we seek you also for the upcoming conference. Lord, we are hungry for you. Lord, we want to be perfected. We want to that you would build your kingdom. Yeah, under your authority. Lord, we confess and tell you that we need you so much more. But we believe you. We have faith in you. You are the forerunner. We pray that you would speak to us in a living way, that your word would become our food. Lord, make us alive. Lord, we have no other place where we can go. Lord, we bow ourselves before you. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We also want to gain your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this mercy. Hallelujah. Yes, work out your nature in us. Lord, we need your nature. We pray that we would have this life of the kingdom in us and we would live it out. Thank you, you have given us this wonderful life that we could live in this kingdom just as you desire. Lord, yes, work out your nature in us, that all the things that are written would be our reality in every daily situation. We want to be true citizens of your kingdom. We want to live by your law. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. O Father, thank you for this righteousness through faith. Thank you that our own righteousness has been nailed to the cross. We want to be hungry for your righteousness, for they shall be filled. With this verse, I had an experience with someone at my workplace, a customer. She came 5 minutes late. Usually she's really on time, and I already was worrying, oh, where is she? Should I call her? And in that moment she entered the door, and she was she was really indignant, outraged that she's called at home when she's a little bit late, because last time she had to wait for half an hour. It was not my intention to hurt her, to offend her. And so she reacted really self-righteously, and in me, I had this prayer, Lord, what should I do? And the Lord showed me so wonderfully, do not justify yourself. Turn your heart and pray for this woman. Be hungry for the righteousness of God. And I realized how awful our own self-righteousness is, and how much it stinks for the Lord. And so I really enjoyed in this situation the righteousness of God, because my heart was pure, I have no problem with this person, and I just prayed for her. And I praise the Lord for the righteousness that is coming from the Lord. Yeah, he's delivering us from our own righteousness. And then it's truly we are blessed. We are happy. It's not just blessed, it's happy. Happy are those. Every point that we gain here makes us happier. Praise the Lord. During the conference, it was shared. It has to do with happiness, with joy. You have the true joy when you have these virtues. Yeah, as it says here in verse 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your righteousness. Yes, we want to be blessed. We want to be joyful when we have your nature. Yes, we rejoice when we gain your nature. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Amen. Yes, every virtue of Christ work out in us. Make us to this kingdom of heaven. Bring us all into your kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Lord, we want to eat you. We want to take part of your life. We are hungry for you. Thank you, Lord. You are the unleavened bread. We purge out all the old leaven. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. To build your kingdom today. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you want to bring us into this righteousness of yours. You are our true help. You are the king who gives us orders, but you're also the high priest who is interceding for us. He also spoke to me with his own righteousness in Matthew 5, verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So this week, one problem of the scribes and Pharisees is the hypocrisy. They say the right things, but they don't do it. They are hypocrites. For example, when giving alms, or when they pray, or when they fast. But the Lord calls them hypocrites. And this week, there was also one thing that I preached, but in the next moment, I fell into the same thing. And the Lord really struck me in that. I was really distressed. And just before that, I actually read these verses. And so this spoke to me so clearly. And I realized I need to change this. I want to do it differently next time. I want to cooperate with you. I don't want to have only the one part of the righteousness to have the right knowledge. No, I want to come from knowledge into reality. As it says in Philippians 3 concerning the own righteousness, I want to be found in him. Verse 9, be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. And so my experience was that afterwards I came to the Lord and told him, help me. This righteousness is coming from God. It's coming by faith. And the Lord, he pointed me to this all the time. He told me, strengthen your inward man, that you don't fall into the same thing again anymore. And I saw the love of the Lord. He helps us to get into this constitution. He really wants to help us. He's in our spirit. He's giving us the right direction. It's truly a walk in the spirits. It's from God. It's not out of us. I don't just try out of myself the next time I want to do it better. No. Here it says, it's a righteousness which is from God. I want to come into the constitution of the kingdom of heaven. And there is this wonderful high priest, Christ, who helps us to grow into this full constitution. Thank you, Lord. It's really, as Jonah said, and during the conference, blessed also means rejoicing or glad. When we truly live this constitution, these virtues, we will truly be glad. When the nature of Christ would be formed in us, then we are truly happy. Yeah. This is so wonderful. Then we are truly blessed. We are blessed, but it would become more. It's really precious. And when I listened to the conference, one point spoke to me from the Constitution. That's chapter 5, 21 to 22. It's about the murder, but it's also about to forgive one another and to not have anything in our heart towards someone else. If I have something in my heart towards someone else, and this verses here say this is like murder. The Lord said in Moses, you shall not murder. But here it said, he says, whoever is speaking evil of his brother has killed him already. And so this spoke deeply to me. And that's what he says in verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in the danger of hell fire. That's a really strong word. And how fast we speak or we have negative things in our hearts toward one another, or we speak something evil. The Constitution here shows when what would happen when we have these things in our hearts and we don't have it treated by the Lord. So in my work, I work with many people, and some things don't work out as I expect, and then so quickly I have things in my heart towards others, and it's so easy to just keep it there in the heart and to become bitter with this other person. But it's like killing, like murdering someone else. And this shall not be the case amongst us. So I came to the Lord with these verses, and I purified my heart from all these, even the small offenses in my heart. I wanted to purge it out. Our heart is not a dump for garbage. No, we should purge everything out. We should not keep anything on our hearts, and not even, and in the end, that we would even speak about it. No. That's why in verse 23, therefore, if you bring your give to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your give there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. That shows we should always be ready to turn in our hearts and to not keep anything in our hearts. It shall not keep us from going to the altar. No, everything in our hearts should be cleansed. Our hearts towards one another should be purified. That's the nature of the kingdom. There should not be anything amongst us. No quarreling. Nothing. In so many churches, there's so many fights going on. And then in the end, everybody goes their own way. And everybody stays this, alone because they cannot come together anymore. It's just quarreling and fighting all the time. No, that's not the way. even under the, amongst the Christians. So the nature of the kingdom means that we have nothing in our hearts towards one another, that we are instantly ready to forgive. Just as the Lord forgave us, we shall forgive. He has forgiven us so many things. We would all not be here if the Lord would not forgive us all the time. A few days ago, I really did something wrong. I failed. But I came to the Lord and He forgave me. I experienced the cleansing of the Lord. And we all experience so abundantly the forgiveness of the Lord. And just like that, we shall forgive one another from our hearts. That's so important.
Amen.
And so fundamental for the kingdom of heavens and for the pressing on with one another. So I'm really thankful to the Lord for these verses. They serve me for salvation, unto salvation. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, Father, forgive us our trespasses just as we forgive our transgressors, our debtors. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Yeah, if we had to pay ourselves, that would be expensive. It's always good to be quick, especially if it's about forgiveness and peace. Otherwise, it becomes even more severe. The Lord said here, as long as you're on your way with your enemy or with the one you have something against. Yeah, he speaks Matthew 5:25. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown in prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. If you don't forgive, that will be expensive.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Save us. That all your church would be in peace. In the peace of the Lord. And then build up. I also had an experience. I was together with my brother for a few days, and there I have lots of opportunities to gain the Lord. And on Sunday, there was something happened again, and I was hurt, and I felt I was in my right, but then I went to him and I told him, let us be reconciled. I want to forgive you. I want to have peace. And so I had joy again. And so I had to leave early on Sunday to come to the meeting in Pforzheim. And so he he came to the table and he was really kind to me, how he does not do it usually. And so the Lord worked us in him. Because when I humble myself and I forgive, that changes the other person. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, man. We praise you, Lord. I want to add something to the point to be blessed. So I made another experience this week. An older lady who also comes to my work. She's also a sister in the Lord. And she made a wonderful experience with the constitution of the kingdom, especially this forgiveness. Forgive us our debts, for as we forgive our debtors. And she was really glad and so in this blessed condition. She was so happy that she could forgive a person that brought her and dragged her to the court unrighteously, unjustified. And even if I'm a really... I'm a really resentful, unforgiving person. But in this situation, I prayed. And then I was free and I could forgive. And she was so happy. She was really blessed about this one aspect that with 80 years old, she was able to forgive someone. And forgive that person that accused her unjustified. And it was such a encouragement to me that when a person with one commandment of the Constitution, how happy that person is, how much more we, when we step by step experience every single aspect of this Constitution. That encouraged me so much to take this word, because then we will truly become happy people. She was really out of herself because of this situation. Just for our encouragement. How wonderful this word is when we experience it and we put it into practice through the Lord. She said she could not do it by herself. She prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then I gave her the word and I told her, you know what you just experienced? You experienced the constitution of the kingdom. And so we started to read together Matthew 5 through 7. So that was wonderful. I let her read and I worked. So that was wonderful. And she became even more glad when she was reading it. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged. I'm still with the verse to be poor in spirit, and I found another verse in Jeremiah, chapter 9, verses 22 through 23.
Der Weise rühme sich nicht seiner Weisheit.
Thus says the Lord, 23, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. These verses speak to me because I see that the mighty God, and this is truly written about him, and it's for him it's so important how our attitude is in our heart. Yes, he says here that a person that he understands and knows me. And that shows me that the Lord doesn't put his trust that in our flesh that we would accomplish some laws. No, he wants to have our hearts. And he wants that we would know him. If God knows a person, that means it's a truly knowing and in depth knowing this person. And how can I be poor in spirit? It's when we come to the Lord and tell him we don't have anything, I cannot do anything, but through you I will be capable. I'll be capable to live as you please through your Son. And through these verses, it is expressed this intimate relationship to the Lord, to know him in this way, to abide in him, to love him with all your heart. And in my experience, when I have this attitude, then everything else also results. And we see everything that is fulfilled in Christ. The more I abide in the Father and the Son, then the more I will live by this word. The more time I spend with the Lord, the more I resemble him. And I can live it out by the Spirit. Yes, Father, I want to tell you with all of our hearts that we are here because we love you. We want to have such a heart that comes into rest with you. A heart that fully gives itself to you. A heart that fully is searching for you. Lord, we need this most intimate relationship to you. We need this fellowship to stand before you in the holiest of holies. And it's time that you would speak to us. And I pray that you would give us these times, that you would remind us that we would come to you, that we would seek you, and that we would find you. That we would, that we would be such who understand. A heart that doesn't, that is not pride, that thinks it knows everything. Lord, we want such a heart that is always thirsty for your word. Give us such an attitude inwardly. Strengthen us all into our inner man, that we would see you as you are, that we would see your heart. Then you will add all other things. When we first seek your kingdom, you will add everything else. And we would be fully, we would resemble you, Lord. Yes, through your Son in us. Thank you that you have given us Christ, your Son, who became our life. We can live by him. We can abide in him. Thank you, Father. Amen. Lord, give us such a heart that seeks you inwardly. A heart that loves you more and more. We want to seek you more and more. We want to know you more and more. Yeah, we want to see what you like. Yes, reveal yourself in this way, that we would be well-pleasing to you. Amen.
Amen, Lord. We want to be those who are pure in heart, to eat Amen. You, Lord. I had an experience after work. I took a washing of the water in the Word, and it was so good. Just to read a few chapters in the Word. And after that, I was really washed, cleansed, like having taken a bath. And then I also had fellowship with a brother, and it was so wonderful. It was such a joy. First Thessalians 5:23. Amen. But the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Seek first your kingdom. Lord, we want to be under your ruling, your dominion, and be your kingdom today. Lord, save us from seeking after other things. We want to seek first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. Seek first. Yeah, make us to such people. Let's read it again. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, Lord, not our own things do we seek, but we seek first the kingdom of God and we seek your righteousness. Yeah, it should always have the first place in us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Oh, Lord, let us have such a seeking. Amen. And all these things shall be added to you.
zuerst nach seinem Reich.
Amen.
Gerechtigkeit. So uns dies alles dazu gegeben.
Amen. And all these things shall be added to you. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're also our burnt offering. Oh, we're here for your kingdom, and we also seek first your kingdom. Yeah, Lord, this remains our first priority. And chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We pray, therefore, in this manner, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, make us to such people. Father, your kingdom come. But do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Lord, we want to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Yeah, and we want to set our minds on the things which are above. Yeah, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Save us from all earthly things. Lord, we don't want to seek after earthly things. Lord, we want to seek after the heavenly, wonderful things. Lord, we want to gain gold, silver, and precious stones. Lord, we want to work on your heavenly building so that it'll be finished soon. Amen. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys. Amen. 22 to 24. It's either or. We have to really... You can only either be for the kingdom of heaven, and then God gives you everything else, or you seek after your own things, and then what happens to his kingdom? This is a law. You can't change it. It's either or. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Lord, make us all so simple. Oh, Lord, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. It's so important, so decisive, what we seek after. We can be in the church life, but our heart is not fully there. It's not the most important to you. Are you okay if the church life is doing however it's going? Is that the most important thing for you? Do you care about the condition of the church, that the condition is glorious? Are you just going to marry just anybody? Is it not important whom you marry? No, that's not what a reasonable person would do, just to marry anybody. The Lord shows us and emphasizes that the kingdom is the most important. Where is our heart? This is what really counts in the eyes of the Lord. There are so many things that want to come into our lives. But as soon as something replaces the first place in your heart, there will be no more blessing. It doesn't matter what it is. The Lord mentions so many things, eating, drinking. It can be anything. Or what I think is so important for my personal happiness. And if the most important thing to me is not the kingdom of heaven, then that's not good. Then everything else will suffer. Then the light will become darkness within us. It's so such a blessing to put the kingdom of heaven first. He says, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. And then he will give everything else to us. We think we have to take care of so many things so that our life will be as we have imagined it to be or how we want it to be. But let us really seek instead his kingdom first, to pray for his kingdom. It's very practical to really take time to pray for his kingdom, that the church would be glorious. How often do we come to the Lord about this? How often have you told the Lord, make your church glorious? How often have you prayed this week? If you haven't prayed it this week, then you can change it now. It's very practical. Lord, make the kingdom among us glorious. The church is the most important. Yeah, here it says that there are treasures. And the Lord will add everything else unto us. We shouldn't set our hearts on anything else. It's so decisive. Because then it shows your whole heart is there. It's not necessarily about how many hours you spend on something. Like if you spend 8 years at work, it doesn't mean that your heart is hanging onto this thing or clinging to this thing. There are a lot of people who work less, but they are fully invested. it's not crucial in, or decisive necessarily how much time you spend on something. But the Lord wants to see where our heart is, what our heart clings to. What do we think about? The Lord says to seek first His kingdom. It's such a blessing to seek first His kingdom. If the other things have to wait, that won't be, that's not a bad thing. If other things have to wait because the Lord is calling us to be there for His kingdom, it'll be blessed, everything else that has to be done. The Lord won't let the other things turn out poorly. We can truly trust in Him. But we can only have one master. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That means serving God has to be out of our whole heart, to cling to Him, to love Him. Our God is so wonderful. Chapter 6 should really encourage us to seek first His kingdom. Even when we have a little bit of time, Lord, how can it be that our heart would be fully for Your kingdom? What about our prayer time? That God's kingdom would truly be the most important for us, and the Lord will add everything else unto us. Then our whole body will be full of light. Then there will be no offense in you. Then you also have peace within you. That's a huge blessing. I want to have this focus and this view more and more as the Lord is coming, and the Lord is coming so soon. So nothing else is important. Whether we believe it or not, He will come quickly. He is coming. That's for sure. That's why we seek first His kingdom. It's the only treasure that will remain. Everything else that you've collected and gathered will be eaten up. But if we take for ourselves this heavenly treasure, it will remain forever. So let our hearts fully cling to Him, that it would be the first thing in our heart, and have that He and His kingdom would have the first place in our heart. Amen. We seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Pray, Lord, Your kingdom come. Father, Your kingdom come. Amen. May Your kingdom come among us. Lord, gain Your full dominion among us. Lord, we want to be fully for Your kingdom, that we would be burning for Your kingdom. You might be able to do your work half-heartedly, but when it comes to Zion, you can't do it with half your heart. You have to have your full heart invested in it. If we want to build Zion, then it requires our complete and whole heart. Our heart has to fully burn for Zion. There's no other way. It doesn't work when you try to do it half-heartedly. Yeah, if we work for the Lord, we need to be fully burning for the Lord. This morning I had a talk with my boss, and she looked at how the school year went. He said, the most important thing for me is the kingdom of God. This has the absolute priority in my life. And I don't want to change my work schedule so that I can't come to the meetings anymore. I want to give myself and invest in God's kingdom. Then I walked home with her. And then she said, well, it's about time that you guys should have your meetings again at the school. And I said, amen. And she said she's going to talk to the head of the school. I didn't do anything myself. But I was so astonished, the Lord did it himself. He himself fights for Zion. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Diese ganzen Aufgaben, die da jeden Tag auf ihn zukommen, dieses ganze Weltliche, alles, was Kraft kostet, halt, dass er das durchhält. Und ja, Herr Jesus, danke, dass du uns so viele Gebete erhörst.
Thank you, you hear our prayers. Thank you, you heard our prayers, that you open the door again at the Waldschule.
Das Angebot, noch mehr zu arbeiten. Und dafür der Schulleiterin noch mal ganz klar zu sagen.
Thank you for the opportunity that you gave our brother to say what is the most important for us.
Herr Jesus, öffne doch die Tür wieder. Lass die Schulleiterin erfolgreich mit dem anderen Mann reden.
Yeah, we pray that they would talk to each other so that we can soon have the meeting again at the Waldschule. Father, your kingdom come. Also at the Waldschule. Yeah, give us favor in the eyes of the head of this school. Everything belongs to the Lord. We seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and then everything else will be added unto us.
Heute Morgen den Psalm.
Wir danken dir auch, dass du Markus Zeugnis belohnt hast, dass er so mutig war.
Thank you that you rewarded our brother and his seeking first your kingdom. Yeah, Lord, we also want to pray for these people.
Ja, Straße, könnt ihr uns hören? Ja, Straße hört uns nicht. Hört ihr uns? Hallo?
Ja, jetzt, ja.
Jetzt, Brigitte, du bist dran.
Ja, danke. Ich habe heute Morgen mit zwei Schwestern das Wort aus Psalm 74 gelesen.
I read Psalm 74 today.
Der Feind Gottes arbeitet ständig.
The enemy of God always works to destroy the church and God's work. It really spoke to me. And he also wants to destroy each and every one of us. And that's why it's even more important that we continuously come to the Lord, that we continually lean upon him. Amen.
können wir Lied 248 singen?
I want to sing hymn 248. More of our hearts, dear Lord, we give you now. Psalm 74:21. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Yeah, Lord, may your name be hallowed through our walk. Amen. We forget the past and count you gain. We long to know you more each day. See you, Christ, alone our aim. We desire to live by you, or in German it says we want to obey you. Lord, amen. We give our hearts for your kingdom here on earth. Amen. Amen. Give us your pure being, your pure essence, your nature. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord. You lay hold of us more day by day. Lord, we want to express you more. Lord, give us this crying out to you that you would reign within our hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord, reign within us. Our inward parts cry out for you to reign. We had read Matthew 6:22, and it spoke a lot to me these days. The lamp of the body is the eye. It's really true. Our eye is so decisive, so crucial. Whatever goes through our eyes into us, really, yeah, what we look at and what we see, then something develops within us. We see something and we say, oh, I want that too. And I realize my eye has to be good. When your eye is good or pure or, yeah, not mixed, then your whole body will be full of light. The enemy comes and he offers us so many things through our eyes. So many things just jump into our eyes, into our sight. There's so many things that just come into our view. If you ride with the car, there's so many things on the street. Things look so great, so nice, so important. And I realize if I look at these things, then it also grows within my heart. And then I also want these things. Then my thoughts start to focus on these things. And then I realize I have to really watch out. I have to really be careful as to what I look at. If my eye is good, if my eye is pure, if it looks upon the Lord, and then the more I look at the Lord, the more I want him. So it's such a good exercise to really have my eyes be focused on the Lord, set on the Lord, and to turn my eyes away from the things of this world. Eve also looked at the wrong tree, and that's where the temptation came. And then she couldn't resist anymore because it came through her eyes and what she saw. Yeah, for the lamp of the body is the eye. May our eye really be pure and good. There was another aspect that spoke to me. It says, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And in a past conference, a brother said, if we have no light, and if the world is already dark, for instance, at work, and if we don't have any light, then the darkness is even greater. And this really spoke to me. And I called to the Lord and I said, make me light. And show me inwardly what I have to deal with, what I have to lay aside so that I could be light in this world. So that there's nothing wicked within my heart, no offenses, that I would keep my heart pure. And this week at work, it happened that I had a lot of liberty to do things and I could speak so much. And I wanted to take a lunch break today. But then I heard some other people talking. And then they spoke about such strange things that I said, I'm so glad that I didn't go on the lunch break with them. But then I thought, I shouldn't think this way. I should go to be as light among the darkness. It was so vain, the speaking, that it really shocked me. So I wanted to ask the Lord that you would give more opportunity wherever we're working or wherever we are, and our family at workplace, among the people, that we would truly be your light and that we would really shine as your light in this world. Thank you, Lord, for the works you have prepared for each one of us, Lord, and we also want to use these opportunities, and we really want to be truly obedient. Thank you. All these works are prepared by you. Everything that distracts us, we despise. All that draws away our eyes, yeah, we pay attention to your word. Lord, give us grace that we can carry this out in our daily life, that everything that distracts us, we would really leave behind. Amen. Build with us your kingdom. Father God. In Psalm 47, you also see the whole desolation. And it says, starting from verse 12, it says, for God is my king from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea serpents in the waters. You broke the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gave him as food to the people inhabiting the wilderness. You broke open the fountain and the flood. You dried up mighty rivers. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. I thought it was important that we should remember everything that the Lord has already done. He has already made the light. Also in our life. He also has the victory in our life. Because in verse 23 it says, do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those who rise up against you increases continually.
Mache dich auf, O Gott, und führe deinen Rechtsstreit. Denke an die Schmach, die dir täglich von den Toren widerfährt. Sollte Gott, der alles geschaffen hat im Himmel und auf Erden, der alles, allem seinen Raum und seine Grenze gesetzt hat,
should the God who
auch den Schuldirektor überzeugen können, dass wir in die Schule dürfen.
Yeah, should the one who has done all of these things not be able to give us the school again for the meetings? Can't we expect everything from our Lord? He's the one who has done everything. So let us not forget, but remember everything he has done. Amen. May his kingdom come.
Amen.
Tomorrow there will be gospel preaching in Bernhausen at the train station in Bernhausen. Praise with singing, with boldness, so that the enemy would be defeated and people would be saved. And on Saturday we will be preaching the gospel in Feigen. If a number of us come, then we can also sing in Feigen. We haven't done that in quite some time. Be good. The more we are, the more glorious will be when we sing. So ask the Lord if it's time to come. There's the shopping center and then the market. We can pray and sing and give out tracts and rejoice. We can do this on Saturday in Feigen at 11 or 11:30 for about an hour. Or 1.5. And whoever has time can also eat lunch together. It's good to be a lampstand, a light, to make known and proclaim the praises of our Lord. Be encouraged. Yeah, we have enough food to distribute. We can also hand out tracts to our certain booklets to Christians. We can show them, you've been saved, but there's still more for us to be fully saved and reach the goal. It needs our cooperation. So let us shine. Praise the Lord.